Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. I was so proud of the elders and ministers yesterday that came out to support Pastor Keys and his family. It was absolutely fabulous. Appreciate you very much. Thank you. It was a wonderful homegoing service. And we thank God for Pastor Keys and Elder Tony and the rest of their family. We thank God for the way God is moving. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, Elder Keys and I had a conversation last week. I think he does it on purpose just to pick on me. Oh, Jesus. We were talking about faith. And folks have forgotten what faith really is. We've taken it and we've glamorized it and we've fictized it and we've done so many things to the word faith that it's losing its power. You know, the Bible says the blood shall never lose its power. Well, what we fail to realize is that the blood and faith are entwined. Amen. You can't allow the blood of Christ to manifest in your life and not have the faith of Christ in
Amen.
Your life.
Amen.
But we've gotten so caught up in what faith is that we've come to a place where we're touching TVs thinking we're going to get our healings. If you got that much faith, I need to get some from you. Because I can use a whole lot of healing instead of trusting in God's word. And the church as a whole is being taken advantage of because we don't know what faith really is and we don't know how to trust God for ourselves. We'd rather trust somebody that's telling us who God is and what God is doing rather than finding out for ourselves. That's why it's so important that you don't take nothing we say for granted.
Amen.
Find out for yourself.
Amen.
Go home, open up your Bible, research the scriptures that we got through using, and find out what God is saying to you. Good to see you, Heidi.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And so we need to believe God. And so faith is more than just a word. Faith is more than just believing God to supply and meet your financial needs. Faith is more than just trusting God to heal your bodies.
Amen.
Amen.
Faith is an implanted principle that's in our lives that comes forth from Christ himself.
Yes.
And when we come to the place where we understand that, we find out that in spite of what we're going through, we don't have to stop serving God.
Amen.
We don't have to get mad at God because he didn't do what we expected him to do.
Come on now.
So we honor God anyway because of who he is, not because of what he does. Faith is something, faith is a way of life. Faith is a manifestation of the glory of God living and breathing and coming forth from your life. Because you demonstrate who you are in God and who God is in you. That's why they was bragging about what they were doing. And Paul said, I'll show you my faith by my works.
That's right.
Amen. He wasn't so much talking about healing the sick and raising the dead. He was talking about the ability to live in spite of trouble.
That's right. That's right.
The ability to still preach the gospel in spite of it not being able to do what you needed to do.
Right.
Faith is a way of life. And we have forgotten that. And we get so caught up in faith, thinking that all we got to do is believe God for this and believe God for that, and God's going to supply it or bring it to us like he's a genie.
Right. Mm.
If you want a genie, go find you a bottle. I guarantee you, Jesus ain't going to come out of it. But what you will find, when you get in your hardest times in your life, and you're in such a deep struggle, that you actually can't see which way to turn or how far you need to run, you'll find out that something in you will ignite in your spirit. It will let you know, in spite of all of this, God is still God.
Amen.
Amen.
And when we come to that understanding that God is still God, then we can keep moving. We can keep believing. We can keep trusting in who he is and what he promised us. See, a lot of times we forget what God promised us because it might have been 5 years or 10 years. I know what God promised me, but I haven't seen it manifest yet. But I can't. I cannot stop believing him for it.
That's right. Right. That's right. Amen. That's right.
I have to keep my faith intact, which is Christ in me, the hope of glory, that I understand that it's in my hope.
Right.
Or my expectation of who he is and what he promised.
Amen.
And understand that God cannot lie.
Amen.
The problem is we don't know whether God said it or man said it. You need to find out for yourself who said it.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Because when you know that God said it, you got something to hold on to.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And when you got something to hold on to, you don't have to worry about falling. You may stumble. You may trip. But you're going to always get on your feet. Because we know that faith is more than just a word or an idea. Open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. That's much better. The 11th chapter. Not going to keep you long, hopefully. That's if Reverend Perez get in behind me. If he don't help me.
Amen.
We're going to be here in a minute. Oh, my goodness. The 11th chapter and the first verse. Now, we know this. This is one of the main verses we quote all the time. Now, faith. Right now. Present day. Not waiting on tomorrow. Moreover, faith. Which is a pistis, which is a divinely implanted principle. You know, Pastor, I used to always say something. At first, I thought it was his own breakdown of what well, a miracle was. He couldn't say miracle, so he said miracle. So because he said miracle, I assumed that his revelation of what it meant was his own. But I found out that it wasn't. Reason you know how I found out? Because it happened to me. And I had to trust God and believe God for it. A miracle is when God intervenes into the affairs of mankind.
Amen.
That's a miracle. You know how he intervenes into the affairs of mankind? Because of his son living in you.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, we think a miracle has to do with us being healed instantly. That's part of it. But a miracle is when God can get into your spirit and encourage you to keep moving forward. When everything around you tells you to sit down, stop, give up, and forget. I felt like that a lot of times. I don't know about you. You know, I was talking to God about, I said, Lord, I got faith. I believe. So why am I still waiting on these things to manifest themselves? And then very simply, I saw myself going back to Moses. Moses was how old? 80 when he started his ministry. When things finally started to turn for Abraham, how old was he? He was 90. That's scary. That was scary to me. Because I said, Lord, 80, 90, dear Lord, I'm just trying to get to 70. And all this junk I got going on in my body. I was fussing the other day, Pastor Keith. I said, last year I couldn't play golf because of my knee. This year I can't play golf because of my shoulder. Something about to give. If I had to go out there and swing a club with one arm. Amen. So now faith is the substance or the essence or the assurance of things. And I kept looking at that word things, so I had to decide to look it up in the Greek. The word things deal with assurance also. You wouldn't think that when it talks about things, it's talking about, you would think it's talking about inanimate objects. But it's not. What it's doing is backing up substance and what faith is. That's why God said it's precept upon precept, concept upon concept. Because God's word interprets itself. We spend most of our time trying to interpret what God has already interpreted. All you got to do is read and study scripture, and you'll find out just what he's saying. I used to, when I first started studying this Bible, I would start spend most of my time trying to believe God for revelation. Praying for, Lord, I need revelation. Give me a revelation. He said, how about you sat down someplace and let this Holy Ghost teach you? That's your revelation. Because that showed me that through faith in God, through the principles of Spirit of God, Christ in me, I realized that the revelation was that God was trying to reveal himself through me. That's why the word is so important. God wants to reveal himself through you.
Yeah.
Not to you.
Yeah. Amen.
Because see, if he reveals himself through you, you allow the faith that's in your life automatically kicks in.
Yeah.
Because when it kicks in, then people around you notice not so much that you're different, but that there's a light about you. People get encouraged when they see you coming. Because they know that you serve God, not a negative God, but a supernatural God. Amen. The faith of God, the substance, the essence of God, is that we have life and that we have it more abundantly. We want to take everything that God said in this Bible and apply it to our finances. I want abundant life, but abundantly means to be healthy.
Right.
To be happy.
Yes.
To be joyous.
Yes.
Not be discouraged or broken down all the time.
Yes.
Because of what you're dealing with.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I want.
Yes.
Because if I make it through that, everything else is gonna come. The simplest scriptures that we forget about, that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. A lot of times, God can search parts of your heart that you didn't know was there.
Amen.
We have a way of tucking things back in our hearts, thinking we're hiding, but you can't hide it from God. And when you look up, you see something transforming or manifesting in your life, and you said, man, I thought about that years ago. Forgot about it because it never happened. Guess what that is? That's an igniting of your faith.
Yeah.
So we need it right where? Now. Not later. Right now. Every step we take, we need to walk in faith. Every thought we have, we need to think in faith. Every word we speak, we need to allow it to manifest what? Faith. Because that's who we are. Why is it who we are? Because that's who he is.
Come on now.
We've been bought with a price. We are no longer our own.
That's right.
Even though we forget it. So right now, faith is the essence or the assurance of the assurance that you hope for. And if you research hope, it'll take you right back to faith. Right. This whole verse is talking about one thing. Faith. I don't care what words you see, how you read it, it's all talking about these important words that we think, like hope and substance and things. It's about faith.
That's right.
It's about who's in you and who you are in him. So, hope or for the evidence or the proof of conviction. What's the proof that you have faith? Remember I said earlier that Paul said, I'll show you my faith by my works. That's what you do. Your conviction or the proof of who Christ is in your life. It's amazing. I can hurt every place but on this platform. Listen to me. I can hurt and not hurt. Because there's something about the Word of God, the illumination of God's Word and His Spirit that allows me not to worry about how I feel.
Amen.
Only about what I'm supposed to be doing. How many understand that?
Amen.
Our lives are supposed to radiate the presence of God at all times. Now, we're human. We're going to have them shortcomings every now and then where you're going to want to blow somebody up.
Yeah.
Or get entangled in an argument because people are provoke you or do all kinds of stuff. But I come to the conclusion, that's their job. Years ago, I was telling folks, and they looked at me like I was crazy. Somebody has been assigned to you.
Yeah.
Think about the person that bothers you the most, that provokes you or agitates you the most. And every time you look up, they seem to be there. You ever thought about it, that person has been assigned to you? That person has been assigned to you so you can overcome through the faith of God in your life. And some of these folks, as soon as I want God to deliver me from one, there's another.
Amen.
And they have the same look alike.
Amen.
What I mean the same look alike, they have the same attitude.
Amen.
And you pray, God change them. And every time you pray, God change them, they get worse. What God is saying, you need to stand on the faith that's in your life and realize it's not them that needs to change, it's you. How do you change? You change through faith because of the Christ in you. Now, you don't allow them to affect your judgment or your praise or your worship. Because faith is greater than trial. I don't know about you, but I spent a lot of time running scared. Well, Lord, you ain't done this, and this ain't taking place, and look at all this, and I never get an answer. There's a reason you never get an answer. Because God already put faith in you. You know what? Every man is born with his own measure of faith.
That's right.
You know how great it is when the Spirit of God comes into your life and God ignites that measure that you have?
Man.
You no longer walk in the measure. You have become the faith principle yourself.
Amen.
I've seen things happen in this church that would absolutely amaze you. And I'm sure and I believe that they happen. So I was questioning the Lord. I says, let me ask you a question, Lord. Brother Hart has such magnificent faith that he could believe God for you whether you believed it yourself. I say, how come I don't have that faith? I grew up around it. Because God said, that ain't what I called you to. Your faith don't have nothing to do with your faith is in this word. And then I got to thinking, God started taking me through different scriptures and different of the men, the apostles preaching, and how people were getting delivered and never got their hands laid on them. What delivered them? The word of God. Because it ignited the faith that was already in them to have trust and confidence in who they already were. I like what they said when who was that? Peter, when they was going to the thing and the guy was at the gate beautiful and he was begging for alms. And they told him, look here, bro.
Yeah.
Our pockets are bare.
Yeah.
We don't have no silver and gold. And I don't know what apostle in that day had any money anyway. Jesus didn't have none. He had to send off and get it.
Amen.
But that's because he never doubted. When he told them to do something, he expected it to already be done.
Amen.
He was just waiting for a manifestation of what he had already spoke. Faith in our lives gives us the ability to call things that are not as though they were.
Right.
Prophesy to yourself sometimes.
Come on, right. Amen.
I prophesied to myself. I said, you can do this, bud. Get up, get moving, and get it done. Because sometimes I have pain, and I just want to lay in the bed. After a while, I say, you know what, this ain't going to work. I got to get up out of here. I got to get up. It's not me, but it's the principle of God in me telling me, you can't lay like this. You got to get up, and you got to move.
Come on, Pastor.
Because you're living according to now faith.
Amen.
Right now, you've got troubles, but you still have faith.
Amen.
Right now, you need financial blessing, but you still have faith.
Amen.
Right now, you need healing your body. Don't mean you don't have faith.
Right.
It don't mean somebody else's faith is stronger than yours.
That's right.
Amen. It just means you have to believe and trust in what's already in you and what God has already promised you.
Right.
Lord, I know what you promised me. I'm going to keep moving till I see a manifestation of it, Stephen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give up, but I'm going to keep the faith.
That's right.
Pastor Hart, I never talked about him a lot today because for some reason, stuff he did is radiating in my spirit. He used to purposely agitate you. I don't know about anybody else, but he did me. He would purposely agitate me, and then he would have the nerve to say, you got the faith, you got the victory. When he first started doing that, Mother Oliver, I started to let him have it. You just said this and did this to me, and you expect me to have faith? But what I found out that he was talking about, I might have provoked you, but how much do you love God?
Amen.
If you love God, you won't let what I'm doing affect you. Now that wasn't easy.
Amen.
He was a professional at what he did. And you had to be a professional at loving God. Amen. And hope for the evidence of things not seen. You ain't got what God promised you yet. But you have to believe that it's going to take place.
Amen.
I believe till the day I die what God promised me. Do I have a choice? Yes. Will I change my thought pattern about it? No. I'm just going to keep believing and trusting in God to do exactly what he promised me. We were talking about Abraham last week. He finally gets what God has promised him on the first leg of his journey, and all of a sudden God tells him, I want you to kill him. I want you to sacrifice him to me. Same thing as killing him. He had the knife, built the altar, put him on the altar. But you know what we failed to realize? He never doubted God.
Amen.
If God said that my seed would be all over this universe, why wouldn't I believe that God's going to deliver my son? If I have to sacrifice him and kill him, my faith tells me that God can resurrect him.
All right.
He's not going to stay dead. Why? Because he's the beginning of the promise that God promised me.
Amen.
And if he's the beginning of the promise that God promised me, I can expect him to live in spite of what I'm doing here.
Amen.
That's faith. That's faith. But see, the good thing about it is he had faith before God made him these promises. You know, God found Abraham on the hilltop. And he wasn't worshiping God. He was worshiping, but he wasn't worshiping God. He impressed God with his worship. We can impress God with our worship through faith and understanding. We know that in the midst of our worship, there shall lie the Spirit of the living God.
Yes,
I found out I can have hope where there seems to be none. I can have joy when I don't feel like being happy or feel like laughing. And a lot of times that takes place. Don't feel like being bothered. Don't feel like laughing. But I know I got to keep going.
Amen.
What happens is eventually your strength produces joy.
Yes.
Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. How do you get there? Through faith. Through confidence in this word. We want to believe in everything but this word. You tell me Jesus is going to be on the mountaintop, I ain't going. Know why I'm not going? Because it ain't in here. When everybody was buying water in what? 1999. Y2K. I barely knew what it was because I didn't care. Because it wasn't in there. God didn't say he was going to destroy the world in 2000. So he didn't say it. Why would I allow it to affect me? My faith and confidence was here. Not here. Verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a what? A good report. The word by, Greek translation, is motion from beneath. What is it saying? For by motion from the beneath, the elders have testified or a witness of who God really was, and they got a good report. You can get a good report from God. Because your struggle don't separate you from him. You know, sometimes we go through some stuff and we don't want to give God no praise. I know you're stronger than I am. Lord, why should I praise you? Ain't nothing come to pass.
Amen.
I'm tired. I'm weary. But the word told me, said, don't be not weary. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season.
Right.
A season's got to come.
Right.
But you have to believe in what the word says. We're going to get weary. Mm-hmm. We're going to get tired. Mm-hmm. We just can't allow ourselves to be complacent.
Amen.
You can't allow yourself to become complacent, because then you'll stop doing everything that God wants you to do.
Amen.
And you can't just serve him on your terms. Which I noticed most saints, or most of us, want to do. We want to serve God on our own terms. When it feels good, or when we have a need. And God wants us to serve him all the time. Because faith demands that you serve him all the time.
Yes, it does.
I don't know about you, but my faith talks to me.
Amen, amen.
My faith tells me, you can do this. And you can run this race. And in running it, you can have the patience of God. What is the patience of God? Knowing that my joy shall cause everything in my life to be fulfilled, because I haven't allowed that to affect the strength in my life, and I keep moving forward.
Amen.
That's why the word says, press.
Yes.
Amen.
You got to press toward that point.
That's right.
Yeah. Paraphrasing right. Of that high calling in Christ.
That's right.
It is not to get to heaven or not to be financially in bliss, but it's to be faithful and confident
Amen.
In the power of God that's manifested itself in your life.
Amen.
I learned to trust God on a hard basis. Whereas it was either you trust me or you die. And it wasn't just talking about might as well be gone. Listen to this. Through faith, we do what? We understand. Through understanding, we learn to do what? Exercise the mind. When you exercise your mind, guess what you're doing? Being transformed by renewing of your mind. What renews your mind? This word. Because it shows you a better way. How many understand that? It shows you a better way. It shows you. Not going to make you do it, but it's going to show you. And if you align yourself with it through faith that's in your life, you'll find out that it'll get you through whatever you're dealing with.
Amen.
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 They ought to call us the bounce back kids. Because when you're living in faith in God, you learn to bounce back.
Amen.
Amen.
You might catch it right on the top.
Yeah.
The pressing, the pressure and the stress, the agony, everything that you're going through. And I found out that I didn't need nobody to discourage me. I figured out how to do it to myself.
Amen.
That's when I learned that you have to allow the faith that's in you to strengthen you and to fortify you so you can do what? Encourage yourself.
Amen.
That's one of the biggest blessings we can have, is to learn to encourage yourself through faith.
Amen.
I'm going to encourage myself from Shad because I know who God is.
Amen.
I'm going to encourage myself specifically because I know where He's brought me from.
Amen.
Remind yourself, I know Paul said forgetting those things that are behind me, but he's not talking about the things God did for you.
That's right.
He's
right.
Talking about that foolish mess that tried to separate you from God. Because we tend to want to drag everything with us.
Amen.
I come to a point that when I'm around people that don't want what I have come to the conclusion I need from God, then I'll cut you loose. Because you're not going to be an anchor in my life.
My Lord.
I can be my own anchor. Don't need your help. If you affect the faith that I have in God, cutting you loose. The Bible says, separate yourself. Come out from among them and separate yourself. And it ain't talking about the world, because if you separate yourself from the world, how will they know who Jesus is?
Right. Right.
He's talking about all this foolishness that's in the church. We were talking the other day about, what's the scripture? Avoid them. Mark them. The word mark means to avoid. It said, well, if they come to the same church I come to, how do I avoid them? You don't avoid them, you just don't allow them to affect you.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes folks say some dumb stuff. You have on your best pair of shoes and they tell you, there's some ugly shoes. You can't worship that day. It's hard to worship. Because now you're glancing at your shoes and you glancing at them to see what kind of shoes they got on. So that you can get a comeback. But it ain't going to be no good. You need to go ahead through faith and worship God anyway.
Amen.
I know. Don't that say. I don't preach about nothing that I don't already know about or something I ain't experienced. Because if you ain't experienced, you don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
Man. I'm telling you, this faith is more, it's life. And we have to allow that life to live in us and through us. Stop trying to hold on to what God gave you and start giving some of it away. He said, protect your heart. He don't need you to save him. But he needs you to give him out.
Amen. Amen.
Let people know.
Yes. Yes.
I find out that people come to me on the slide, and you pray for me, sure. Now or later? You pray for me? Yeah, we can get it on right now. My wife, she pray for everybody. I'll be looking at her, that woman. They say, you see, where your wife at? Someplace ministering to somebody. She ain't here with me. Just go up down the lanes, you'll find her. And when I finally run across her, she down there ministering to some folks. And then she had a nerve to draw a crowd. Now everybody want to get involved. They say, what you going to do? I'm going to keep on going to my car. When she get done, she'll get to her car. Don't interfere, because that's her faith in operation.
Amen.
You have to believe that your life is an open book. It is. I don't care how much you try to hide. It's still open book, because people don't already have, they already have preconceived notions of what you're about. I tell this story all the time about the young boys in the bowling alley. They used to always, every time they see me, they would be singing out loud, I want to be saved. I got agitated there for a minute there. Every time I saw them, I want to be saved. And they was talking to me. But I didn't know they were singing the song, too. It was a song I called, I Want to Be Saved. I don't think it meant the same thing. But every time I saw them, sometimes I wouldn't even see them. They let me know they were into my presence. I want to be saved. Now, every time you see them, they open up to give God praise.
Amen.
They may not be serving God, but they still give God praise.
Amen.
I ask them, how you doing? Bless the Lord, man.
Amen. Right.
Guess what they don't sing no more? I want to be saved. If I had done what I wanted to do, they probably wouldn't, and neither would I.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But God works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. You don't know what God got you. Everything you deal with in your life is purpose.
Amen.
It has a purpose.
Amen.
So, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And see, that's where we get caught up at when it talks about the worlds. Because we immediately think about Mars and them places and if they inhabit it. But when it's talking about worlds, it's talking about the ages. Meaning that the ages were framed or manipulated in a certain way by God, the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Was nothing that became, paraphrasing, that wasn't made by God. And see, that's the same confidence we're supposed to have in our everyday walk with God.
Amen.
Confident.
Yeah.
Not braggadocious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But confident.
Yeah.
Amen.
In who we are and who He is. Mm-hmm. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What is he saying? You see these chairs, but the legs were not made by the chair. How the chair was made? God gave somebody the ability in their mindset to create. Used to get mad at doctors all the time. I can't stand doctors. I'm still working on it, but and I was sitting there one day and I was meditating on scripture, and the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, look here. Most, they don't believe in me, but it don't matter. Because what they know, I know. And they wouldn't know what they know unless I knew it first.
Amen, amen.
You just have to make sure you get a good one, though. Lord, I'm almost done. This faith ain't no joke. It ain't no joke. And I tell you what, if you want to give somebody some money for a prophecy, let me know. You don't have to send it to Oklahoma or Texas or any other state. You can come right here, give me a ring, ring it in ding, and I will meet you here, and we will do what we have to do. Because you most likely going to get what you need quicker here than you are there. Hand-on-hand contact is always better than letters. Y'all better leave me alone. Oh, Lord. Stop meddling. Things which do what? Appear. They shine or to be made revelant. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by he being dead, yet speaketh. So, Cain gave God what he wanted, and still got killed. And then get killed by a friend. Huh? Whatever his name was. Abel. Weren't they brothers?
Yeah.
Did Sean say twins?
Yeah.
No wonder I'm sweat. Perspiring. Abel. Cain and Abel. But Abel did what he gave God what he wanted. And he's still left here.
Right.
How many understand that? His brother took him out. And he didn't have what God wanted. But guess who lived? Cain lived. But guess what? Abel still speaking today.
Yes.
In a glorifying way.
Amen.
Through faith.
Amen.
Every time we talk about Cain, all we think about is death. Or sin. First they said, for the wages of sin is what?
Death.
The payout of allowing your flesh to have control of your life is death. That's just plain and simple. So he killed his brother, but we know that Abel's blood is speaking through the earth. And when it's talking about his blood speaking through the earth, it's talking about what the faith that he had manifests itself even today through the blood of Christ.
That's right.
But see, let me tell you about Cain. That's Cain, right? We tell you how smart Cain was. Cain believed in what God said too. His flesh just wouldn't do what was right by God. But he believed in what God said. Keep reading it on and you'll find out that Cain said, Lord, you can't send me out there.
That's right. He sure did.
Everybody gonna be looking to kill me. So Cain used the same word to get God to protect him. Anybody that touches a hair on Cain's head, you're gonna have to answer to me. He just killed his brother, gave God a horrible offering, and yet God protects him. Everybody ain't gonna like you doing right. Everybody gonna like you lifting up the name of Jesus. Especially if you're doing it in faith. Because that means you're going through the same stuff they're going through, and they know you're going through it, but yet you still got praise.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Then you become a holy roller.
Amen.
Or super spiritual. Right, I'm all of that. If it's gonna get me through the day, and allow me to keep my praise and my worship, I'm all of that.
Amen.
If you want me to get on the floor and roll, can't do it today. But give me a couple weeks. Amen. Paul did what he had to do to get soul saved.
Right.
Amen. So we know what happened with Canaan and Abel. It says by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had what? Translated him. God couldn't have translated him or did what he did in his life if he didn't already have faith in him to believe that it could be done. That's incredible. That you had that much confidence in God. And your testimony, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God because he lived according to faith. You cannot please God without
faith.
Let's look at verse 6. But without faith, impossible. I like the translation. It says, but without faith, you know, it's got that word in there, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. But let me take the school for a second. But without faith, that it is not there. Because the it is takes apart the power of faith. When you eliminate the it is, though, it says, but without faith, impossible. It goes straight to impossible. It hits the strength of what it's talking about. It is changes the whole dynamic of the scripture. But when you take it is out, it says, but without impossible. You can't please him. You can't make him happy. You can't. God gets happy too. You don't think he was happy when he was offering up Job? He was happy because he said, look here, I got a man that won't curse me in spite of what is done. So Satan said, well, you got a hedge about him. I can't touch you. God said, don't worry about it. I'll do it. What you want me to do to him? And God proceeded to do it to him. And then his friends came. Called themselves comforting him. When all the time they were judging him. People going to call themselves comforting you, but at the same time they will be judging you. Your faith has to be stronger than the criticism.
Amen.
And he held on to the end, and he got 2 and 3 times what he lost. I know you want to get 2 and 3 times everything that you have lost. Everybody stand. Faith.
Amen.
You got to have confidence in the God in you. That whatever it is you're dealing with, it can't stop you.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give God some praise. Thanks. Thank you, dear. That's all right. It dries up. I know. I drop it on my pants all the time. Amen. So I take my brace off this morning, Pastor. And I decide, my brother come get my Bible stuff. I'm coming down them stairs, right? I get to almost the second from the bottom of the floor and trip.
Oh, my God.
My flesh say, I got you. They keep telling you not to come down the stairs by yourself. I got you. No brakes. Now, immediately, Deb, I'm thinking about, man, if I fall down the stairs, man, I'll be messed up. But then when I got to the bottom, I said, aha, I didn't. I was talking to me. When talking to the devil, I was talking to me. Because when you know it to do good, common sense tells you, you have trouble on them stairs when you're not hurt. So why would you attempt to do the stairs being somewhat hurt? Common sense. That's my last lesson to you. Faith is common sense.
My Jesus.
God has made it so easy for us. If we don't work in it, it ain't nobody's fault but ours.
Come on, Pastor.
Common sense.
Amen.
If I had to use common sense when I was growing up, Slidy, you know how much trouble I'd stay out of. But I didn't have none of that. It was a commodity. Take somebody by the hand. Reverend TC, when football season starts, this ain't gonna happen. He always looked at the clock. He look at it more than I do. Amen. We're gonna ignite your faith this morning.
Amen.
How you gonna do it? Because you hold your hands with somebody that's anointed just like you are. Even if they don't know they are. They are. The moment they accepted Jesus in their life as their Savior, they became the anointed.
Amen.
So, whatever it is in your life that you need God to help you with, speak it to yourself. And trust God that it's going to take place. Father, in the name of Jesus. You said we are the body of Christ, your children, your loved ones, your family, Christ's brothers and sisters. Father, I pray by the glory of the living God that you allow your power, your strength, and most importantly, your love to comfort us right now.
Yes.
Stir up the gift that's in their lives, Father, that gift of faith.
Yes.
Make it a reality. So, Father, they can press on in to that which you have promised them. Because you ain't going to bring it to them. They got to go get it. And the way they go get it is by having confidence in you and what you have already spoken into their lives. So, Father, right now I proclaim victory. I proclaim healing. I proclaim deliverance. Lord God, through their faith, out of the midst of their faith, Lord God, let their lives be a sharp beacon of light into everybody that they come in contact with. Father, without even opening their mouths, let it take place. Father, I thank you right now because nothing is impossible. Nothing impossible unto them that trust in you. So let that trust and that confidence manifest itself, Father, to the glory of God. So I thank you right now for ministering to everybody here, and we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah.